Letesta. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 8th of September 2009 and the time is 11:23 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Rio Darrington, I'm 17 and I'm from Nottinghamshire.
And have you travelled to London especially today? For your
yeah,
work?
Yeah, we have. We've had a weekend away. Well, a midweek weekend.
And has coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action being how you imagined it would be?
Well, I actually first got the idea to apply because I was on a trip to London anyway, so I've sort of seen what it was like beforehand anyway. It's been exciting to see them all go up there and whatnot.
And how does it feel now to be here as someone going up on the plinth rather than someone watching?
I've not really got my head around it, really. It's quite surreal to think I'm going to be up there in front of everyone.
So did you come and see it in the square and that was what made you want to apply, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
And what was it about the project that appealed to you?
The secret vanity in me. I don't know, it was just such a strange and original idea. I thought it'd be interesting to try and get involved in it.
Had you heard of the Fourth Plinth before, or Anthony Gormley before?
I knew about the Angel of North, I mean most people know about that, but not really, no. I didn't really have a clue.
And what do you think you'll be doing on the plinth then?
Well, for the past couple of weeks I've been getting requests off my friends and family, and they've been donating on my Just Giving page to the NSPCC. So they'll be giving me requests like to do a silly dance or a shout out or a song or something, and I'll be doing whatever they want me to, really.
Have you had some requests already then?
Yeah, I've got quite a few on a list to take up with me.
Do you remember what any of those are?
I've got to sing a song from Oliver. I've got to try and attempt a bit of river dance, and then a few shouts to my friends and that kind of thing.
And will you get more requests whilst you're on the plinth?
I'm going to write a mobile number on a whiteboard I've got with me, so that if anyone wants to join in, they can give me a ring or a text and say something.
And where did that idea come from? Why did you choose to do that?
Well, I saw a few people online like using that idea, and I thought it'd be a good idea. And also, like, my mum gave me the idea as well to try and get more people involved with it, so I can get to fill the hour up.
And did you deliberately want to do something for a charity, or is that just?
I thought it'd be a nice idea because it's such a worthwhile thing, and since it's such an original thing to be doing, people are more likely to contribute as well.
And have you done anything for the NSPCC before?
Or I've not actually, no. I mean, I do enjoy the kind of charitable thing, but I've not done anything for these before, so I thought it'd be a nice opportunity too.
And have you been in touch with them at all?
I've been in the local newspaper about it, but I've not actually like spoken to them themselves.
And how has that been, having a bit of local?
It was quite funny, actually. I went into a newsagent and someone recognised me. It was a bit weird. But, yeah, it was good. I mean, it got the message out there, sort of thing.
So have you got any expectations about what it will be like up on the plinth?
I've no idea, to be honest. I imagine because there's so many lights, I won't feel too nervous because I won't be able to see anybody there. But I think it'll be okay. It'll be good.
You got any hopes or fears about how the hour will go?
Well, I'm just hoping I can fill the time up, to be honest. That's my main problem. But I think I'll be okay.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you in any way?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a few people with me today, and I'm going to try and get them involved with songs or heads, shoulders, knees and toes and that kind of thing.
And when you were deciding about what to do, how did you go about thinking about what the hour was about? Did you want to entertain people, or was it always about the charity, or is it for you, or how did you understand what the hour was about?
Well, I thought that I just wanted to have a bit of fun, really. I mean, it's a nice idea, it's original, it's different, so it's something entertaining for me and people watching, but it's also, it's got the serious side that I'm doing a fun thing but for a good cause.
And what's the impact that you would like to have by going up on the plinth and doing this?
I'm not sure, really. I've raised quite a bit of money, so I'm just quite happy with that, and it'll just be something interesting to tell my friends about, won't it?
And for you personally, after the hour's finished, what do you hope to have gained from the experience?
Oh, I don't know. 10 minutes of fame. It's just an opportunity to get out there, really, isn't it? I mean, it's completely surreal, so it'll just be a bit of fun and some entertainment. Yeah, I'm at a local sixth form in Hucknall, and I just study there full time.
What is it that you're studying?
I've just started my A2s, so I'm doing English, History and Sociology at the minute.
And do you know what it is you want to do when you finish?
I'm hoping to go to university to do English, and I've no idea after that yet. 3 years of partying and then I'll decide.
And what is it that you like about English?
I enjoy the creative side more than anything. I do enjoy like writing for the school paper and that kind of thing as well.
Do you get involved in a few things?
Yeah, I try to write on like the website and work experience I've had, like to write in local newspapers and that kind of thing. Just little articles for a bit of fun.
What kinds of things have you written about?
Well, at work experience, they just sort of gave me the leftover things they had, really. But I write about like the school trips and events that's happened in the school. So things I know about. Really.
Are you able to describe what it is you like about writing?
I don't know, I think it's just, it's always something I've enjoyed doing and I've managed to do pretty well in it, so I just enjoy to carry on.
Do you have an interest in anything else creative?
I used to quite enjoy drama. I was Fagin in the school play a couple of years back, which is why I've got to sing an Oliver song. But other than that, really, I'm quite academic more than creative. Well, at the minute, I'm trying to focus most on my schoolwork and my studies and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's pretty hard to balance everything. I've not concentrated on paid work. I'm trying to make sure my studies are my main focus at the minute.
And do you know what your ambitions for the future might be, or are you not sure?
I have no idea at all. No. University, and then I'll make my mind up for me.
Anyone here with you tonight?
Yep, my mum and my stepmom, my sister have come up with me as well. We've had a night away.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you getting the spot?
Some of them think I'm mad, but I mean, they've been quite supportive. I've got a lot of people watching online at home, staying up to watch me and that kind of thing, so that's cool.
And have you been watching the projects online?
Now and then, yeah. I mean, earlier today we've seen them obviously live here, and like a few weeks beforehand we've been seeing them online now and then.
What does it mean to you to be one of the 2,400 people going up on the plinth?
To be honest, I didn't really think I would get in. I thought it'd be a bit of a laugh, and you know, if I did that'd be cool, but now I'm here, it's, I feel like really lucky to have been a part of something so mad, really.
And since first hearing that you had a spot on the plinth and to this moment before going up, what has that journey been like? How have you felt about it at each stage?
I've been pretty excited up till now. Now I'm a bit nervous, but it's just been quite fun, really. It's been good.
And do you remember on the website you were asked to put three words that describe you on your profile?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember what they were?
I really don't know.
how would you describe yourself as a person? You don't have to limit it to three words.
Okay. It's quite hard to say, really. I'm not very interesting. I don't know, I'm quite studious, but I'm still pretty friendly and a bit strange.
What makes you say you're a bit strange?
I'm mad enough to do this. But yeah, I don't know, I'm just everyday, really.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Before we finish, is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, have a great hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.